Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this 28th day of January, coming in with what a lot of people feel is the greatest three-piece rock band of all time.
Okay.
Yeah, ZZ Top fan?
Yo, man, ZZ Top.
Of course, the people who like Rush or the Police are screaming at the radio right now, but, you know, it's subjective. As we say to you at the top of the hour, good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And good morning, you folks in Fairburn.
Wonderful Fairburn.
Fairburn. What you all got to say about
down,
Fairburn?
All the way down. Let me see. You get on this. That's Highway 29. Go down that way. 27. We get the number. Anyway, Roosevelt Highway. You drive that and take you all the way down
Roosevelt Highway.
Yeah, take you all the way down.
That sounds like a song.
Yeah, that's the name of the highway that takes you down through South Fulton down to down to Fairburn, man.
Like, all right,
good place to go eat down there.
Is it really? You got a recommendation?
Place called Green Manor.
Green Manor, okay. That's
nice. Next time one day we take a ride down there.
Also, if you just
I have to roll you out when you get through eating.
Well, then I won't be eating there like that.
And to get you in a wheelbarrow,
dude, I'm this close.
I know, but
I'm this see, close to my magical number.
You get in that place, man. I have to put you in a wheelbarrow and just roll you right.
Anyway, before we get over there, I got checked, but I want to.
Yeah,
get
you
this.
Did.
Yeah, well, that's
yes,
fine because this is one of the things that I love about our audience. If I say something, and 95% of the time, it's stuff that I try to, get you thinking. That when you just leave us, going, did you hear that nonsense that Greg said earlier today? But it's not like it's anything between you and I. It's things that happened on this day. It's insignificant information, but it makes you think. You brought up all that stuff earlier that we were talking about, had no idea about. Didn't know the coach from Kell played football and got a scholarship. It was a
now, then just played with T.O.
Yeah, man, played with T.O. So, again, we're always providing some sort of little information. All right, so in my rundown earlier, my early rundown of insignificant information that happened on this day, I had mentioned that Edward the 11th succeeded Henry the 8th as King of England. And a caller called in.
Oh, dear.
And said, Eric, would you come back on, please, and say what the caller said?
And I forgive. He called out of Buford. I didn't catch his name, but he said, I'm calling out of Buford. And he said, please tell the guys that it's Edward the Second, and that your Roman numeral is the second, not 11th.
Okay.
So
now,
thank you, caller from Buford.
No, we don't thank him yet.
Okay.
Because here's the thing.
What?
I ask you all,
we thank what all does our callers.
We thank them, but not for that information, because turns out we're both wrong.
Oh!
We're both wrong. Okay. I misread. It ain't like I look at Roman numerals every day. I actually had to pause and think about it, especially when Super Bowl comes around, right?
Okay.
So I mistook a V for an X. So what does the V in the Roman numeral stand for?
Five.
What does So if you saw V1, what
it's
would
four.
That be?
It's four.
No.
Six. V1 is six.
Thank you.
One V is four. V1
right.
is six, yes.
This was, says V1.
So it's the six.
For Edward.
Yeah, Edward the sixth.
So he was the sixth.
Wow, okay.
He wasn't the
11th. So the caller knew you were reading Roman numerals. So he figured that you said 11 when you meant
Well, I know I misspoke, yeah. Period. I misread the Roman numeral.
All right, okay.
But I still took the Roman numeral and added one. Okay, so I was kind of there. But he said two. V don't look nothing like a regular one.
Well, he wasn't looking at a computer screen. He knew you was reading Roman numerals. He said that. He said he's reading Roman numerals, and he's saying the 11th, and it should be the second.
I was wrong.
Well, I was around smart folks from Buford a couple of weeks ago for that spelling bee. But that's
Yes, you were. All right, before we get into some NFL talk, I want to ask you guys, just take a second, and this is for the audience too, because there was something happened on this day. And it's one of those things in life, in fact, it happens once a generation. Once a generation.
Okay.
I think we've had two things, you and I, Mr. Crenshaw, but for the most folks, I think it's maybe two, that when you bring this up, you say, where were you when this happened? 9/11. Okay, that's one that people say, where were you when 9/11 hit? And most people can remember where they were.
Okay.
Today was the day the space shuttle blew up.
Yeah.
Exploded. Mm-hmm. Where were you?
It was my first day working in Augusta, Georgia. First day working, and I was sent over to the medical college to do a man on the street, just talk to people about it. But that's my first day working.
You were first day working?
In Augusta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 1986. Mm-hmm. On this day, Space Shuttle Challenger exploded 73 seconds. Into its flight.
Mm-hmm.
We've all seen the footage. We don't need to recap that. Lost seven souls on that flight. I was on the air at 96. And that's when radio had to split the signal. So I literally was doing the AM side.
Okay.
John Boy Bryant, for those who listened to 96 Rock for a long time, it was the morning show, Mark and Steve, and then John Boy, and then Katie would come on. Willard did nights.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to split the AM and FM signal. The FCC hadn't passed, deregulation, whatever the word is.
They hadn't figured out what to do with FM yet.
Yeah.
They were still figuring out. Hey, we got this FM, what do we do with it? It's just hanging out here.
So not only did I think back then you had to turn the channel, you had to turn the signal off at a certain time at dusk.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
On AM, yeah.
But yeah, the AM and FM during middays had to be split. So I was the AM midday jock. And still literally spinning vinyl records.
Mm-hmm.
And this news came across.
Pressing.
And I had no idea how to present that to the audience. And it's one of my worst days. And again, I just started. Like you had just started. I had just started. And fresh off a cruise ship. But that's where I was. Yeah. Eric, do you remember? You were a youngster probably back then.
I was in grade school, probably third or fourth grade.
Did the class do anything? They stopped the class or anything? Because this is one.
I want to say we all sat around the TV to watch the launch. And actually, I do remember that now. Because they made a big deal of it.
Well, I would think.
Yeah, and we sat around the TV. Those TVs they rolled in on the cart back those days.
Yeah, man.
With the VCR.
The AV department.
And you only had a handful of them.
You only had a handful. Yeah, you had to share those between third and fourth grade.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody didn't get one.
Yeah, and I remember sitting down as a classroom, and then. Of course, when it exploded, we didn't necessarily know
what had happened.
What had
right.
happened, yeah. But I do remember that now, yeah.
Anyway, I just want to throw that out there. I'm sure the audience is going back, those old enough to remember where they were, but it happened on this day, January 28th. Where were you when the Space Shuttle Columbia exploded? Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I'm going to give you another one. We'll take us nicely into what we're going to talk about here. On this day, 1960, the NFL granted two franchises. Two of them. The NFL on this day granted two cities NFL franchises.
Dallas and Minnesota.
There you go, Mr. Crenshaw. Control of the board stays
I
with
just
Sam.
Guessed at that, yeah.
Yeah, those Dallas were the two, and one of them's in the playoffs. Well, both of them were in the playoffs. Minnesota just for a second. I think they were in the wild card playing game or something like that. But Cowboys are going at it for a little bit, and then they got knocked out like they do. And we're not going to talk about what should happen with that team and the coaches and all of that stuff. But we got two matchups going on tomorrow. And by the way, if you can't get in front of a TV tomorrow, we will have both games for you. The NFC Championship game is first, pregame at 2 o'clock, kick at 2:30, followed by the AFC game. And of the two, which one are you looking most forward to watching?
AFC. I just think we got a couple of quarterbacks working there that I think are going to be –
You wish they were both 100%, though.
Yeah, you wish they were, but I think you got a couple of quarterbacks that'll be fun to watch.
You don't think that's going to be the case in the first one? I mean, that's actually the untold.
I mean, you got one. You got one that both are kind of oddities. You know what I mean? But one has gotten his chance, and people have basically left him alone, and he's done fine. The other one, when the season started, had no idea he's going to be doing what he's doing.
Third string quarterback, man.
No idea. And so that makes it
that makes it right.
You know what I mean? He's ready to spend a nice season on the sideline with the clipboard and the baseball cap.
My question is, how many agents have been knocking on his door throughout this last third of the season, wanting to get him to sign or fire your other guy? Because the agent he had at the beginning of the season should be completely different from the agent he has now, because there's going to be a whole lot of conversation about negotiations moving forward with this dude, whether it's with San Francisco, and it would be a crime for them to get rid of him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But whatever happens next with this dude is going to happen in a big way.
They got to make sure their starter is going to be recovered and be ready to go when camp starts. If not, he's, you know, he looks like the guy. Jimmy G's going to go get some cash.
Well, Jimmy G's going somewhere else.
He's going to go get paid.
And you know, who else would you bring in? Who else is there? You're not going to go out and get a veteran that could do better. How could you bring in somebody or guarantee that somebody's going to do better than what he's done?
No.
And even if he loses tomorrow, he's still done infinitely more than most people thought he would do and shown a toughness. But here's the biggest thing, Sam. He has shown and he has produced a relationship with the rest of that team, especially the offense, that you don't normally just get by showing up and being there and winning a couple games. He's got them. He has their support. They've got his back, and we've heard that. We've heard them talk about him in the huddle, how he commands it, how he feels, you know, confident and also has fun in there. So all those things that you want to hear from offensive linemen, from the guys who play in these specialty positions about him, Christian McCaffrey talking about what kind of player this quarterback is, happy to have him as his quarterback.
Well, talk about happy.
Really?
And then about Christian McCaffrey.
Well, that's true, too.
You're right, okay.
That's true, too. Yeah, yeah, no, you're right.
And it's no, to me, it's no accident that his arrival on that team kind of coincided with this streak that they're on. You know?
Him getting healthy
and joining that and coming to that team, to me, is very much an integral part of them being where they are right now.
But is this the one that Kyle Shanahan can close the deal on? That's what you got to ask. He can get this far. We've seen that happen. But that's the problem with him and the teams that he has coached. We've seen him get to the championship games. We've seen him get to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But get it across the finish line. So the tag that everybody gives you is this sort of so-and-so type of coach, I'll let them fill the words in, is justified. But if you don't win it all, bridesmaid again.
There's a chance, and the thing of it is, what's the likelihood that this be the one of the other quarterbacks he was dealing with in those scenarios, that this quarterback be the one to get him through? You know what I mean?
I don't know about that, right? I was in a Walmart just a couple days ago, and a dude was walking next to me in an Indianapolis Colts jersey. I said, "What y'all going to do for a coach?" He said, "Forget the coach," and then he went about 2 minutes on Matt Ryan and how them folks up there feel.
Who was very good last week on CBS.
Was he?
Yes, he was very good. They had him in studio, CBS, and I think if he wants to go in that direction, they got it all lined up for him.
Speaking of directions, we are going to go down under next, get updates, thoughts, and just an overall feel for what is going on in the world of tennis. Karen Pustain is going to join us next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And, yep, you can take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Just one look at you, and I know it's going to be a lovely day.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Sam and Greg with you on this Saturday morning. Beautiful outside, but it's chilly. It's chilly. I know a place where it's a lot warmer. At the Australian Open. It's summertime down there.
We can't get there this afternoon, though.
No, we can't. We will get there in time for the men's final. I know how much you want to see.
Yeah, well,
that
I won't be going
final.
Down there for that. If I was next door, you couldn't get me in the stadium for that. You hear her laughing? She knows that, right?
She's laughing, gave me
front row tickets, she'd know I'd be out.
She's hearing how you cutting up already.
She's hearing,
She's here now. You cutting up already here.
And I don't like joking.
And we didn't even mention his name, and she's already.
Yeah, please don't.
Joining us on the Wait
For It .com hotline.
We're so happy. We're so happy to be joined by Karen Pistain.
Yes, we
Tennis
are.
Panorama News. Karen, first of all, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Soon I won't have to be getting staying up all night. Only one more night of staying up all night.
How would
for the Australian Open final, men's final, 3:30 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I know you're working, but you know, there's no reason to get up that early to watch that dude. It just really isn't. But as we come to the end of another major, how do you capsulize this? Because we saw what happened with the women's final and another name. Unless you follow tennis, you don't know that name. But you know, we kind of know Azarenka and the success she's had. But we got a winner today that. Like I said, unless you follow the sport, you don't know how she has come back in matches being down. Now, she won the first set, but, you know, it went to three sets. She's had to come back.
Yep.
In the last X amount of tournaments, she's done the same thing. They just weren't majors.
This is true. Serena Sabalenka, she hasn't lost this entire year. She won the Adelaide tournament, so she was only dropped one set in 2023. But Arena, she's always been on the cusp of doing something, but it's like her head gets in the way, her mental state gets in the way. And watching the last game of the match, actually, where she had four match points before she closed it out. You're thinking, is she going to give this away like she's done in the past? Is she going to give it away? But she held firm, and you know her mental approach has changed, apparently, and so she got through. She got through.
Yeah, no, spending time on the WaitForIt.com outline. Well, Karen Pistain of Tennis Panorama News. She is social. You can find her on Twitter at Tennis News TPN at Tennis News TPN. Wow, we had two American women among the top seeds. None were able to make it through to this round. But then, what does it say about the women's, you know, bracket right now in any major tournament? Your top seed failed to make it through 2 weeks. 2 weeks is a tough test. But it seems like, you know, you put your names in the bag and you draw one out right now.
It's true. I mean, it's as though anybody can win. I mean, although the number one player in the world, Iga Swiatek, it was a shock for her to lose, but then she did lose to the Wimbledon champion who eventually got to the final there. So, it's like anybody's game in a way, as long as Iga is not playing well. But, yeah, it's anybody's game, and it was kind of a surprise for me. To not see Pegula or Goff get at least to the quarter. At least Goff didn't make it to the quarters because it was highly anticipated she'd play Iga Swiatek, but neither one of them made it. So here we go.
Yeah, and when they go out in the semifinals of doubles because they were doubles partners and they were the number two seed overall. So you were hoping if they didn't win singles, they'd get there in doubles.
Maybe, but there's some players who feel they play better when they play doubles because it's like getting extra practice. I haven't heard Pegula or Goff say whether or not that's why they do it. They both like to play it, so I guess I figured, you know what, extra practice with my volleys and serving, and, you know, sometimes people play better playing both doubles and singles.
Karen Pistana joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Okay. Tiafoe, you got Nick Kyrgios, or an American name that I don't know, but who in the hopefully near future gives Joker some kind of run? Because as we watch Nadal and Federer's already gone, you know, they exit stage left, those all-time greats, and those people who, by the way, brought people to the TV who weren't hardcore tennis fans. They weren't in the bubble like you and, to some extent, my partner here. But overall, is there a name? Is there somebody who you'd like to hitch your wagon to and saying, you know what, another year of this kind of play, or I think Kyrgios is closer, Tiafoe, or whoever I may be missing. Who's that person on the men's side that you feel like is going to give Joker some competition?
It's tough. I'm going to be quite honest. It's tough for me to say. I mean, Djokovic, all around, he's just like, he doesn't really have any weaknesses. That's an issue. You know,
personality.
Big issue. And he has such confidence, and he likes being the villain. So it's like, yeah, if you boo him, that's okay. He tries to play better. It's tough for me to say. I mean, one person who I thought is building confidence that gave Joker trouble, that was a couple of years ago, a kid called Jensen Brooksby. I was there at the U.S. Open when Brooksby gave Djokovic all he can handle in two sets. But then, of course, Djokovic, with the experience he had, beat him in four sets. But that was, like a one-off. I mean, there's nobody who has a record against Joker that's better than he has against them. So it's tough for me to say. And playing this final against Stefanos Tsitsipas tomorrow, Tsitsipas was up 2-0 on Djokovic in the French Open final in 2021. You know what happened there? Joker won. So it's tough to say. I can't tell. I honestly cannot tell you.
Yeah. And Karen, I think we missed something by not having Alcaraz in this tournament, because I think that might be where you have. I think when you look at the men's side, you look at the youth. You look at him and you look at the young American Ben Shelton and what he was able to do. And this guy wowed some people. First time outside the country, right? And
yes,
he's really.
First time he used his passport.
But what an impressive 2 weeks,
time
right?
He used his passport. But Ben Shelton, yeah. There are a lot of promising U.S. men coming up there. And, four of them made the second week of the tournament. I mean, you have Shelton, you had. Tommy Paul, Sebastian Korda, and everybody forgets about J.J. Wolf, known for his mullet haircut, by the way. Yeah, I kid you not. But, the U.S., the young U.S. men, then there's a new crop of them, and, hope they do well, then they're all kind of team players amongst each other. They kind of support each other. So, we'll see what happens.
All right, moving forward, we are obviously going to get to you for the next one, which is the French Open. Between now and then, who did we not see in this one that you expect to see in the next one as far as big names?
As far as big names, well, I do expect to see Alcaraz back and on the clay. And, of course, Rafa's going to be out of it. Rafa Nadal's going to be out of it for next 6 to 8 weeks, but he'll be back for the French. And everyone tries to count him out all the time. Somehow the red clay, the Terre Battue of the French Open, runs through that man's veins, so don't discount him.
Yeah. Well, what about Kyrgios? I mean, obviously not playing this tournament. I think he had some surgery that he's doing. Do you expect to see him back by then?
He should be back in it, but it all depends with him, because is he in the mood to play it? That's another thing.
Yeah.
Kyrgios, you never know with him. You just don't. I mean, he has seriously said in majors past that if he won, say, if he won Wimbledon, or this past time, if he had played the Australian Open and won it, that I would have retired. So you don't know with him. He could be like, oh, Leah, I'm playing Miami or Indian Wells, and he wins one. You know what? I've had enough. Thanks. Goodbye. You don't know with him. You just don't know where his head is.
By the way, did we say hello to her husband at all during this conversation?
No,
we didn't.
Man.
We didn't.
We
well,
leave
no,
him
no,
alone.
Me and him,
leave him alone today.
No, I'm not
We're
messing
a
with
later
him.
Than usual.
You making this worse? I just said, did we say hello to him?
No,
that's all I wanted to say.
That's
Karen.
This is when we have on at 6:40. We got on later today.
You're making this worse than he's been. I just want to say, did I say hello? See, he's poking the bear. I want to just always acknowledge him. But you know what I was really going to ask you, Karen? We only talk to you during the majors. For our audience members, what else are you doing between those majors where we can read you?
You see what she posted?
Panorama.
You seen the little picture that she posted? What with the? Yep, I noticed the artwork.
Well,
right?
I do. I cover a lot of other tournaments in the U.S. and overseas, and I actually do some work for my own site, which is tennispanorama.com.
Yeah, I mentioned that.
So you can find me there too, and of course on social media. And sometimes I freelance for other places, and whether it's print or broadcast, and sometimes TV. So I'm all over, but you can find me on Twitter at TennisNewsTPN. It feels weird plugging myself. I'm not used to that.
We're happy for you to
Absolutely.
Do that. And we've seen, what's the artwork we got with you and the microphone? You doing some voice work, too?
Oh, I have done some in the past. Yes, I have. Because I'm a Yes, I have.
All right. Well, I can help you.
Not recently, but yes.
I can help you with that. I didn't know that, but I can help you with the voice stuff. No,
yeah,
seriously.
No, seriously.
You could do
this. Oh, I know. Anywhere in the country.
Anywhere in the world, for that matter. So I got a couple contacts that I have on the casting call, speaking of which we're doing next segment.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's some people. I tell everybody, you know, it is not that expensive to get started. You can put the equipment up in any room, and it travels with you. All right? So, yes, voiceover, and they could do it. You can do it until you don't got a voice anymore. So as you age, you fall into different categories. And listen, you could start the kids off doing, you know, Disney stuff and things that you would hear kids doing all the way to senior citizen age. And you will change, and you'll get demos and things like that. I just did a casting call. I want to do that.
See,
right
that, look at
Karen.
That.
See, but
we got them started. See, doesn't take them long to get them going down that,
yeah,
going down that road.
That's
there,
my
Karen.
Fault. Go ahead.
Doesn't take long to get Greg doing that.
You got me thinking about Green Manor, too. We need to take Karen out there.
That would be great to bring Karen along out there, Green Manor. Well, thoughts about DeMario as we wrap things up down in Australia and what we learned and who it really jumped out at you. We know we mentioned Ben Shelton. Anyone on the women's side jumped out that you want to watch for as we go on and we get on with the rest of the tour, maybe when we get to Indian Wells, when we get to Miami?
Well, you know, somebody who made the semis who veteran, Victoria Azarenka, everyone kind of forgets that she won the Australian Open twice, 2012 and 2013. So I look for her still to be good. She's not going anywhere as far as I know. I mean, I know that's a veteran and all that. And as for tomorrow's men's final, Djokovic in three. I don't see Tsitsipas doing anything. I'll be quite honest. I mean, I think after Tsitsipas lost a two-set lead in 2021 in the French Open final, Djokovic owns his head. So that's my prediction.
Like when she says,
"Wow,
that.
Wow!"
And she ain't even got to get out of bed if it's only three matches.
Yeah,
you just roll over, get the remote, watch it,
reset, go back
to sleep.
There we go.
You'll be back asleep by Sunday service. Karen, listen, as always, we can't thank you enough when you come on and grace us with your presence and listen, we're going to miss you until the French Open comes around. Maybe there'll be a reason for us to reach out to her.
Something come up now. We'll reach up if something happens. Right. We don't know what
we got your number.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah,
you never know what happens in Dennis.
We just call the cell number. We ain't got to call the home number.
Oh,
we
see, call the cell number. Karen, thank you again.
All right, thanks, guys.
As always, have a wonderful rest of your weekend, Karen. Thank you.
You too. Have a good one, guys.
All right.
You trying to start some stuff. We always acknowledge him when
we
have her on.
Because you call that time and answer and he say, who
well,
is this?
He did. He was messing with me. He was messing with me. And it's been like a joke. When she hangs up with him, goes, that's what Greg again.
Who is this?
Mention a casting call. There's money flying through the air. We're going to let you know how to find some of it. Also, we're going to talk more about Green Manor and an update on our poll. I'll tell you about it in a minute. We're going to give you an update here. We're having some fun this morning, ain't we?
We are, man.
It ain't my fault.
Yeah,
Sam
right.
and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Yeah. What is it good for?
Absolutely.
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
Like a karate movie. Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. I can't hear this song no more without thinking of Rush Hour. Chris Tucker trying to teach Jackie Chan how to sing this song. It ain't you all. It's y'all. You sound like a karate movie. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. It's apropos to start talking about movies and things like that in this segment because it's time for casting call.
Yeah.
This is where I just let you guys know, and I want you, most of you, I know, don't give a about this. And God bless you. That means you are doing well enough. You got a job. You don't need this as a second income. But if you do, y'all know I'm here. Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com. If you want to get started, I have helped a couple people. Well, more than a couple people that I regularly reach out to during the course of a week.
Okay.
Or I may normally reach out to two or three.
Yep.
And that's, you know, look at that's enough. I change the lives of two or three people every week. I done something.
That's good.
All right.
That's a good thing.
But it was like five or six this week for whatever reason. Maybe it's the holidays, you know, come and folks got pink slips, which happens every year. They're looking for another income stream. And I've gotten a few that were parents asking about their kids.
Okay.
They're minors. And what's going on and how do they go about it? I've been getting a lot of questions about whether or not you need to be vaccinated still. Now, I will answer that right off the rip because this is important. This is like a deal breaker for a lot of people out there. It has gotten to the point, at least right now, where it depends on the project.
Right.
And it's not necessarily the big studios that are comfortable with it or not comfortable with it or the independents. I'm actually shooting an independent movie this week, a smaller budget one. But it's those things you have to do. You know, there's a play on right now that's going on in New York that I tell you what, I ain't never been to a Broadway play. But
no?
I want to see this one because of the two people in it. And it's Samuel L. Jackson and John David Washington.
Okay.
Are in a play and it's closing. But I got there late to the party and I didn't know that they were on Broadway doing something. My point for saying that is this low budget, independent theater, things like that are what give you the foundation for acting. And people who are serious about it, a lot more serious than I am, these are the projects that you seek out. You obviously got to pay your bills, but this is where every actor who has achieved a certain level will always tell you stories about their time doing these types of projects.
Right.
So I got one coming up this week and kind of looking forward to it. And next week I can tell you the title of it and who's about it, and everybody knows what it's about. Everybody. I'm confident in that. But just right now, I'm really not at liberty to say much. So, but there are opportunities out there, folks. And if you've got any questions about how to look at this and if you're worried about whether or not you're vaccinated or not, no, check out the breakdowns for each of the casting directors. And I give you the list of the casting directors on each breakdown. My breakdown consists of like three different parts. You've got the jobs in front of the camera first. You've got the information about what's going on not only behind the camera, but the link to the Georgia Department of Labor so you can get the certificates for any minors who want to be in this business. And then a couple contacts for voiceover work, as I was just telling Karen about. And then I have the list of the extras casting directors along with a generic sort of how to submit yourself.
Okay.
So those are the three levels that you can find on every casting call that I post. And it depends on what you're looking for. I think I have it there. I made it idiot-proof. Well, idiot-proof for me. So if I can navigate through it, I figure that everybody else can.
Wow.
So it's there. There's some jobs in front of the camera. I'll just tell you right now, let me get to that real quick. There's some opportunities for stand-ins. And the stand-ins, this is a Disney project, man, and the stand-ins make more. We talked about this last week.
You just stand there. You don't speak.
You do. Well, none of these jobs are going to speak unless you are asked to, but no. And stand-ins, you are really just there for when they need to change the lights. But you get paid more because you are a shadow of the principal or the star.
Change the lights.
Meaning, okay, we've shot scene with camera facing stars talking. Okay, well, we got to change the camera angle for behind them, okay, or wherever they're going to put it. While that's going on, the principal or the star doesn't stand there the whole time. The Rock ain't standing there while they change cameras around. So there's a person who comes in and stands there. That's the stand-in, okay? But wherever The Rock goes, if you're his stand-in or Kate Blanchett or whoever it is, wherever they go to eat, wherever they have to go to throughout the production, stage says wherever, you follow them for the day that you're on set as their stand-in.
You gotta dress like them?
Well, sometimes.
Okay.
But you're there because of the height, hair color, complexion that you mirror. So when the lights hit you, you are similar. So now, depending on, again, the production, you may have to dress like
that. They got to find somebody as big as The Rock to walk around with him?
He's got Team Rock, my man. I told you about that when I saw that. There's four guys that follow this dude around, and they are all there for different parts of what he does. There's a dude who does his stunts. There's a dude who does his stand-in stuff. There's another guy for something. There's like four of them, all I know, and they're called Team Rock. And a lot of these dudes, like I was going to bring one of them on the show. He played tight end at Utah. He did, man. And they are so happy. And these guys,
I'm sure they're compensated pretty well.
I would love to be.
How about that?
I'd be happy just to be on Team Rock. I can get me a nice house in Sandy Springs for that, for what those guys get paid. But yeah, he's in that unique position where he's got, you know, a team of people.
Very nice.
But he's also got people who will also go part of that team. He's got two three projects going on right now. Okay, we shot this thing here, the red one, here at Perimeter Mall for my scenes, but they've been in Atlanta shooting that one.
Right.
He just rapped on, and I'm sure there was a guy who was up there for that, Young Rock, that TV show on NBC.
Okay, yeah.
They shoot that up in Memphis.
Okay.
Right, or Nashville, one of the two. And then, of course, he's prepping for the XFL.
So that's what is he going to do with that?
Him
though?
And his wife run it. Excuse me, ex-wife.
Yeah, but they're partners.
They're partners. Yeah. I don't know how much production he's going to include himself in. I don't know if he's not going to be at least initially part of the announcing team. I don't know, but he's in that with both feet.
Yeah.
And we're going to wait and see.
I communicated with somebody this week who's on one of the camera crews for that.
Yeah. You looking forward to that?
XFL. Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's off-season football. We got two off-season football for people who hate for football to end. Football will not end.
Well, we've been seeing these commercials for the USFL. The
USFL is going to be better. They're not going to play all the games in Birmingham. They're going to play some in Birmingham this year, but they're going to play in some other locations. But that's going to be the closest because I don't think we're getting the XFL close
no.
to us.
No.
You know, so the USFL is right down the road. If you
all
just
right.
want to go see some football during the spring and summer, it'll be there.
Well, there you go. Well, anyway, here they go. The list is up. It's on GetCast with Greg, also on Twitter. But you'll see, like I said, the Disney project and a few more on there. I'm trying not to overwhelm you with a lot of in front of the camera stuff because it's a strange time right now, Sam. Things are up and running. They just don't have a lot of needs for extras, so to speak. Again, there's productions being shot.
Yeah.
Like I'm shooting, but there was no extras on set when I did my scene.
Wow.
Okay. And not all scenes are outdoors or in restaurants or whatever. You know, you got stuff taking place in different locations.
Does it have something to do with the time of year that was seasonal and so we don't need any extra folks around?
No, I don't think it has to do with that. I think it's the order in which certain productions are being shot. I also think it's a byproduct of the pandemic that productions don't use as many extras as they used to.
That's what I was thinking. You just don't have as many people around.
But they're coming out of that tunnel. Like I said, I showed you that list last week from the production I did a week ago. And it was one full legal pad of three columns of people, okay? I had a whole lot of folks on that one. The Rock had two of them pages for that red one.
Okay.
So, you know, it depends on what the production is, how much, you know, what their budget is. This was an NBC show, too. This is a show that's going to be on NBC. I did Found. I shot a scene for that. It's going to be up either in mid-February or in the fall. Looking forward to seeing that. My point for saying this is the industry's here, folks, and it ain't going anywhere. And while Sam and I come at you from different angles as far as trying to find opportunities for you, not only to find a job, but revenue streams, this is a big one. And the industry is also helping. We saw how they lent, they went into their pockets and helped the hospital down there in Fayetteville build refurbish. I don't know if they built one from scratch, but they refurbished their break room, the emergency room break room.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Tom Hanks falls off something or Jennifer Lopez falls off there and they're shooting down their trailer, they want to make sure that they are happy to put everything aside and take care of those people. Not that they wouldn't anyway.
Right.
But they realize the importance of having that facility a half a mile away. And so they went and built it. The money is here. Billions and billions of dollars. And this is my little way of trying to make sure you guys get something. I've been doing it for as long as I have, and I'm going to continue to, and happy to do it. So, again, greg.clarksonodyssey.com is the way to get in touch with me, the best way. And, of course, you can see the list, GetCast with Greg on Twitter. I am on Mondays with Cannon on Star 94, giving you the update. I'll update this, hopefully have an updated one tomorrow when Sam and I come on, and then on Tuesdays on V103 with Ramona.
Okay.
So there you go. And putting a cap on this, happy 87th birthday to a guy who we all know and unfortunately is dealing with the effects of dementia is Alan Alda.
Yeah.
Alan Alda, 87 years old today. You know who's celebrating a birthday today?
Who else?
Pop. Popovich.
Oh, really?
Pop is 74 today.
Okay.
Born on the same day as, and this is for you, is Gene McFadden. Y'all out there don't know who I'm talking about. This is for Sam, though. Gene McFadden, as in?
McFadden and Whitehead.
There you go.
Yeah.
You folks from Philly know what I'm talking
about,
too.
Ain't no stopping us now.
Nah, we might hear that coming back.
Who knows?
All right, we got a lot of Hawks talk coming up and something special in this 10 o'clock hour. Not only are we going to be talking about the Atlanta Hawks as they get ready to take on the Clippers in the second half of the season, we'll get into that, maybe some other NBA stories. But for a lot of you out there, you may not have known, you may not even thought that it was something that they had their hands in, but the Atlanta Hawks are into gaming. They're into having E-teams and supporting their E-team. The Hawks, Talon, GC just had their draft. Now, we can't get their first pick, but we have their coach. And so we are going to be talking to Ishmael Diaz Torlentino. If I got that right. He's going to join us to talk about, well, listen, there's a whole lot of folks who just need to be educated on what this team is. We know about esports and everything, but how long has it been here? How are they as far as competition to the other teams? I have some questions about the cities that have these teams.
Okay.
You know, you just asked about times of year as far as acting and having extras on. I wonder, do you have to be a big city? Do you have to have a sports team there? So we got questions for that. But we're going to, for the first time in a long time, and Sam and I were the first ones talking to you guys about esports. And everybody jumped on board. And then it kind of went away for a little while.
I don't know if everybody jumped on board.
It happened, and then it became mainstream.
Became a television event. But it's still growing in different entities. And you have spinoff leagues that have played the esport. For most games or for most leagues, you know, the NFL is famous for Madden, you know,
right.
And then baseball has their version, the show. So everybody has a version of it. And this is one that the leagues have, the NBA has an actual league, and the teams usually accompany NBA teams. So most of these are in NBA cities.
While I'm in this segment where I'm talking a little bit of movies, something hit me last week, and I just wondered because it's strange how this person has spawned at least two really famous movies and a song. Believe it or not, Sharon Tate would have been 80 years old this past week. Now, if you don't know who Sharon Tate is, Google her and Google how she was murdered.
Yeah.
She was an actress, but
Charles Manson.
It was Charles Manson and his
Manson
group
family.
Of folks. Yeah, the Manson family.
The
Tate LaBianco.
Murders
that took place have spawned two movies, a Beatles song, a movie, Helter Skelter, and then this past one by Quentin Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, where Brad Pitt won Best War. It's all surrounding Sharon Tate, who it wasn't like she was Lucille Ball. It was like this young actress who wasn't famous yet, made a couple movies, one of the Matt Helm with Dean Martin movies.
She's known more for her demise.
For the Charles Manson murders that took place. But she would have been 80 years old today. But again, two movies and a hit song from her. Moving into the 10 o'clock hour. Again, we talked about some of the stuff that we have coming up. We're going to check our poll possibly and just have some more fun here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.